The Gadget Show on The Last Word.
With Currys. Get unbeatable black tag bargains on hottest tech. In store and online at currys.ie.
Welcome back. Coming up later, we will have health and fitness. We will also have gaming and computing, but we're going to go family friendly now. Ed Smith has joined Andy O'Donoghue for this section. Now, as the saying goes, Andy, Santa can bring the children whatever Santa wants to bring them. Yes. But you might have nephews and nieces or godchildren that you might want to get
exactly.
something for.
And it's so, nice to be introduced as family friendly for the very first time in my career.
That's no, I said the items were. I didn't say you were Ed. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I still got it.
Right. Anyway, you have a robot dog in front of you.
I brought my pet dog in with me. Most, I have to give so much credit to everything I'm about to say for the next, 20 minutes to my little fella, Michal, who's listening right now in Castlebar, who's not four, but he's 4.5.
Oh, very important.
The half is
very important
is key.
Distinction.
Yep. So thank you, Michal, little man, and his beautiful mother, Michelle. So to move on, so this is the Lexi book, Power Puppy Smart Robot Dogs, white and blue, very cute. It comes in at about $45.98 on the Currys website. What height is that? That is about 8 inches tall, would you say? Yeah. What I liked about this, straight out of the box in every sense, was that it was straight out of the box. You just take
no
it
assembly
out.
Required.
And if Santa,
only just put in the batteries.
Well, no, this is what I will say. Santa, who is no doubt listening, Santa, I would take the extra couple of minutes on Christmas Eve to give this a bit of a charge, a full charge before. And that would go for anything that you're bringing for the smallies.
Well, uncles and aunts and godparents always remember to do that anyway.
Just because when they're looking at it out of the box and they're like, ah, and their tails are wagging, then you go, come back to me in 7 hours and we'll get playing with this. So I just would make the effort to. But listen, out of the box, to be fair, very easy to get up and running this. The remote control, very handy to use. It does a lot of great little movements. It jumps up and down. It moves around. It goes left and right. It is like a remote control car. You can move it up and down, backwards and forwards. And what I will say, just again, aging myself here rather obviously, the instructions that came with this are so small. I was squinting like Steptoe.
Even with those glasses and, you're wearing.
Even with these incredibly expensive glasses, I was squinting and grumbling, going, and I was handing it to Michelle, going, can you, what is it? So you just have to work it out for yourself. That's a bugbear for some of the items we're going to be speaking about today.
But do you think, would children get bored with it easy? And the reason I asked that, I don't know, Andy, was that you introduced me to one of these robot toys about 12 years ago, which I remember bringing home to the family, and the kids loved it for all of about 15 minutes. So it was great fun, and it was probably about twice the size of that, and it sort of did all the movements, and everyone was cracking up laughing, and it was great fun, and then
that's a common
nobody
theme.
Ever used it again.
That's a common theme for, I think, for a lot of the technology for kids these days. You got great crack out of it for the first day or two. I put it away out of interest to see if I'm going to put it over here in the corner sitting room. Will he come looking for it? He didn't quite. Yeah. Now, it's great crack when they have the remote control.
You really
hand.
Need to get a real dog out.
And this is, but I will say another word of warning, this is a gateway to the big question, can we get a real dog? Yeah. Mm. It's very reactive. It's great fun. He barks, he yelps. And if you pet him, which I won't do now.
Does he bite you?
Yeah. If you pet him, you get a letter, it's a listener's letter. But no, if you pet him, he does react. So it is quite interactive. Great fun. It's very cute. The eyes light up like two little hearts. So I would recommend for maybe this more smaller, maybe even three and a half. Yes.
Okay, tell us about the VTech Kiddie Superstar DJ and Karaoke System.
Yes, I was so.
Now, this is, of course, given you're an accomplished DJ, is this the type of thing that you get?
I did offer it. In
family offspring can go with this?
With trepidation, like Beethoven handing over a baby grand to his own progeny. No, he took to this, and I have to say, with a little tear in my eye, like Fatboy Slim to vinyl. He was all over this from the get-go. Again, I will say, very easy to set up, quite plasticky. This is quite plasticky. It's the Kiddie Superstar DJ and karaoke system at £60. It comes features with 6 DJ songs. It does a DJ sing-along, DJ mixer mode. It comes with a little mix pad on the right-hand side, a kind of a plate that you can move back and forth to get your scratch on, if you will. An adjustable stand. It comes with a very, very bright disco light. Fun voice changing. So the microphone on it, you can change it into echo. It can go deep and go high. So there's a load of fun. A lot of buttons on this, man. There's a lot of buttons on this that are kind of pinning.
Gotta learn.
I know. But I will say this. He got a load of crack out of this. This is the one he went back to time and time again. But again, not to be that boring.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you got him doing all the work. He did all the reviewing, said he who.
He's got his new show starting on today, Pendleton. But no, I will say this. The microphone on this is dreadful.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's shockingly bad. You know, so look, this is maybe a bit nitpicky, going like pushing the glasses up the nose, going, well, it's not as good as a Sony X4 or 3, but it's really quite bad. And maybe that's a blessing because it's not very loud for any parents on a Christmas morning and for the rest of it. The microphone quality on this isn't the greatest. But look, what are you getting it for? £60, is it worth it? 100%. Okay. Yeah.
Now, you actually have an Instax camera. It's the Mini 12 Instant Camera Bundle, which I'm interested in because they were all the rage a few years ago. I remember one of my daughters getting one around Christmas. But aren't they the ones that give you the sort of the microscopic sort of photographs?
So credit card size.
Yeah.
Yeah. Photographs which kind of pop out the side after, and you have to wait for the 5 seconds, you know, the kind of crack that we used to when we were kids. It comes in at £99, this, and it comes in various colors. I will say this for it, it feels very nice in the hand. Again, shout out, very easy to set up straight out of the box. You move the lens, turn it on. It does it with a comb with a close up mode. There's a mirror on the front as well, of course, because I have to have selfies, of course. Yeah. So it looks like one of those mirrors you get it coming out of your driveway. So you don't look too pretty.
But I suppose they give you printed photographs. Isn't that what makes them popular?
Yes. So that's, and this is its strength, and maybe I think its long term weakness is that it comes with a pack of them. There's only 10 in a set.
And then you have to go and buy more.
Yeah, so essentially, I was doing a bit of research on this. To keep this replenished on a constant basis, you're working out at about €1 per photograph. So if you're used to, if your kids or your young people in their lives are used to kind of snap, and they're going around, and like my own father back in the day when you'd be on the landline, he'd be coming to come, how many minutes is that now? and they're popping these photographs, four in a row, that's £4 gone. And I'm just going, so it is expensive.
But one of the things, though, Ed, about this is that it's real pictures that get printed. And in an era when we all have literally thousands of photos on our phone,
the novelty is
fantastic.
The novelty is there. How long would it last? I think for special occasions, like the cartridges come with 10, you can pop them out and for parties, but you're not getting much. And for £99, you're going to be spending multiples of that to keep this over a lifetime.
Okay, the next thing you have, I hope you didn't give Michal this to test, because it's the 12-in-1 multi-trimmer.
Oh, when his mother came home from work that day, and what she saw...
The dog is completely bald.
The robot dog.
Oh no, kids have a big thing about taking sort of things to themselves, and suddenly you see they've no hair left, whatever, you know?
Yeah, the first of the Mohicans.
Keep them out of reach.
Hello, Michal, how are you? I hope your head's not too cold. But this is one for me, so the Graphite Precision 12 in one multi-trimmer.
Did you use it?
I did. And I won't go into too much detail. What time are we at? But it is freezing. It's brass monkeys, shall we say. But no, I really like this. This is coming in at £60. It doesn't come with a case. If you've bought razors or kind of clippers before, they often come with these kind of hard leathery cases. This comes kind of more of a bag, which I liked actually, because this is very, I think, useful and targeted at people who travel a lot. If they want a kind of a light unit that they can put into their toilet bag, this will do the job. Graphite and gold looks good. It's cordless. It's water washable, of course. You'd expect that. Only has the one position. Just turn it on and go. It comes with 12 attachments, a 3-year guarantee. What I did like about it is that when you do charge the battery, it lasts for 60 hours, up to 60 hours, which is great. Which is very, not too loud, still very powerful. And it gave me a lovely clip on the beard, I have to say, almost barber level. So for £60, you cannot do much better, I don't think, for that price range. Very portable, very chargeable by the looks of it. So it's the Graphite Precision 12-in-1 multi-trimmer.
One final one. And recently Andy did talk to us about vacuum cleaners and mops, the robot ones. You got one to road test, Ed. Which one was it and what did you make
of it? So it's the Eufy G50 Hybrid Robot Vacuum Cleaner and Mop in black, £170. What I did like, very strong suction on this 4,000 PA. Andy, you know what that means? Anyway, there's 4,000 of them in this.
What does it mean?
I don't know. It's a lot. 4,000, it's a lot. Making it effective. It's very effective, I think, on the hardwood floors and your tiles. I find it more effective on that. Great if you've got a a hairy pet or hairy cat in the house like I do.
Or all the trimmings from your beard which fell on the ground.
It's all feeding into one. So when I do shave in the kitchen in the morning, no I don't, but it is very good for picking up hairs if you have a pet that does leave them around the place. Very quiet, moves quickly. Anti-tangle brush roller that needs, you know, for manual hair. It's a very slim design as well, so gets in under the nooks and crannies of your...
Under the sofa?
Under the sofa, if you've one of the posh sofas that you have, Matt, those one of those kind of Chester ones. But and it was just so funny. I was just saying to Andy off before we came on air, I should say, there's no smart mapping on this, and we've gotten to a time in our lives going, my robot Hoover doesn't have smart mapping on it. I have to push it around myself like a savage.
But that doesn't that defeat the purpose?
I know. Yeah. So look,
it's not like you have to follow it around the place.
It just means it cleans. Not randomly, but it does a good job. You don't need, but it would add more to the price. I think at the price, €170
is
great value.
It uses sensors.
The 4,000 PA of suction, which is Pascal, which is power of suction.
Of course, yeah.
4,000 pounds. It's pretty good. And it also has a built-in mop function. Yeah,
do you think would I get away with it if I couldn't get the face mask if I brought that home as a Christmas present?
I think only if you use it.
What a eulogy.
But the whole point is that nobody uses it. It does it all for itself.
Yeah.
Ed Smith, but great having you with us. Thank you very much for being with us.
The last word.
With Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.